when you first got here, when you were 5 years of age?
Well, we arrived in Johnsonville from Fielding with all our goods and chattels, our stock and horses and carts. And we spent the first night in Johnsonville in the old hotel where Coles are at the moment. You know that, where that is?
Oh, yeah. By the roundabout?
Yeah, as you go into Johnsonville.
Oh, yeah.
And next morning we got the carriage to bring our furniture out, bought some wagons, and we drove our own stock out from Johnsonville. And we as children, my mother and father were in the gig. We walked all the way from Johnsonville. I'll never forget that, but we had plenty of time, there was no hurry. We arrived here and of course found things so different, we were very thrilled, I know.
Was that over the coach road or around the main road?
No, the main road. Mm-hmm. From then on we started off school at the Valley School. There were 70 odd children at the school in those days.
Is it the same school where it is now? Or?
No, but down on the bottom ground.
Oh, right. But in the same, on the hill there?
Yes, on the same section, but down on the bottom there was one room.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a curtain across the room and we had two teachers. Mr. Davison was the head teacher and one of Keith Best's aunt was the assistant. That was Sissy Best, as we used to call her.
Mm-hmm. And what year was that? Would that be?
That would be 1914.
Oh.
And then I went from there. We stayed at Ohio School till we went to Standard 6 and my sister and I went to Johnsonville then. I don't know why they changed. I think our parents didn't like the teacher, Mr. Cummings, or that we didn't like the teacher, one or the other. And that was Standard 6. Then I went on to Boys College for 2 years from after that.
In Wellington?
In Wellington. Had to hike out over the hill in the mornings and hike home at night.
Gosh, how long did that take you?
About 3/4 of an hour. I could do a shortcut over the hill.
Gosh, and that's right into the city.
Well, you get the train in Johnsonville.
Oh, right.
The old steam train in Johnsonville, and then the tram up to Boys College. Mm-hmm. In the winter time, we didn't knock off school till 3:40, which was a crazy idea. We had long lunch hour, an hour and 20 minutes.
Gosh, so you'd be walking home in the dark.
It was dark before I got home in the winter. There weren't very few cars in the valley, there was only about three, and they came home early in the afternoon.
So you had to go rain and shine?
Yes.
Sleet or...
And then a little later on, Mr. Bruce in the valley was carting milk in, and I could get a ride in, but I still had to get home at night.
Oh, right.
Well, that was as far as my schooling went. Naturally, I didn't do very well at school. Having to trade to her, you're tired out by the time we got home.
I bet. Gosh, did you have to come home and milk the cows when the milk will be done by then?
It was finished most time. We used to help on the weekend. We could all milk when we started straight off. We could milk a cow. Carried right on to all my life. I was dairy, you might say, until the last few years.
And you, all your family were living down
where Tony Keene is. Mm. And we stayed there right up until my daughter and her husband moved up to Manukau. One of our daughters, she was share milking, and he moved up to Manukau. Mm-hmm. And we shut the dairy down and sold that bit of land. Came up to live here where we...
And what did you do when you left school then?
Well, I went straight to work on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I only had 2 years at Boys College, that was long enough. Learning French and Latin, didn't go down with a dairy farmer.
No, gosh.
No, I started off straight on the farm. My brother, older than me, left to go to work in Hawke's Bay, and I took over his sort of help on the farm and stayed there right until I was married.
Mm-hmm. And when did you move up to this house then?
We bought this land in, I think, about 1950-something or other, and we moved in here. The house was built in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here ever since.
Right. And what size was your herd when you left school and started on the farm?
When we first started off, we had a herd of about 30 cows on the 100 acres, and they used to do it pretty hard then.
Mm.
And we increased it up, and then I bought an extra bit of land. We almost had 100 cows in the fence, 100 herd.
Mm. And you were milking them on machine? Were you on machine?
Yes, yeah. We got machined in when my eldest sister left home, because she was one of the main milkers. In those days you staggered along until you could. My mother was a good milker too. In those days women were far better milkers than the men.
Mm.
I've heard of people say that they milk 8 cows an hour, but I'm afraid it takes a lot of doing.
Oh, gosh.
But it used to be very hard on your wrists.
Mm, I know. Gosh.
But we kept on milking and selling milk and cream. We used to, in the early days, we used to sell our cream to Johnsonville and put it on the train and used to go to Otaki. There was no other factory closer to home.
Yes, yeah.
And then after, later on in life, we started off selling to people with milk round.
Mm-hmm.
It was rather more profitable to sell milk than it was to sell cream.
Right. And someone picked it up from the gate every day,
yes,
did they?
Yes, the milk. They used to cut the milk to the dairy factories. Most of our milk went to the Hutt Valley Hutt Milk Corporation.
Oh, there was a milk treatment factory up there, was
there?
Oh, in the Hutt.
Mm. Yes, that's been still there today, the treating station.
Mm.
But a lot of people had private milk rounds in Wellington City. We had one in Johnsonville for many years.
So the milk wasn't pasteurised or anything like that?
No,
was
just cooled and kept. And we were taken from the farm straight to deliveries around the houses. And people used to put their bellies out, and there was weird ways of holding their milk, pots and pans. And
yeah, and it was all delivered on horse and cart, wasn't it?
Yes, horse and cart.
Gosh.
We never did the round act ourselves.
Oh, right.
We had someone doing the round for us.
Mm-hmm.
He used to deliver and put out the accounts every week. We used to sell, it used to be sold in those days, in the early days, I think. Right up to about 1940, I'd strip and take me a pint.
Gosh.
As again, what today is, it's 46 cents a pint.
Gosh. So how much would a strip and take me be? Maybe about?
I don't know.
I wouldn't have a claim. Gosh.
That's not worth a great deal, was it?
Mm. And, did you have much machinery on the farm when you first started at all?
No, we didn't. I say our first milk machine went in 1936. Before that we did it all by hand. No, we didn't have up to 100 cows before we started.
No.
It was about halfway, I suppose.
Mm.
But at four milkers, we used to get through them surprising.
Yes. Gosh, that's a lot, isn't it? And you didn't have any TB testing or anything like that, I suppose?
No, it came fairly soon.
Mm.
And of course, it used to be deadly to a lot of people. Used to feed cattle inside and in bins, and if one had TB, she'd spread it to another so much.
Mm.
I remember a case of people feeding brewers grains, and it used to be very hot, and the vets used to say that used to spread TB. I have known a herd, complete herd, being wiped out. Worrying time for everyone, really.
And I suppose there must have been brucellosis and
That came
lepto
later.
And that sort of thing.
We started straight off on our own herd. Brucellosis was an experimental stage. It didn't used to cost us anything at all.
Right, oh yeah.
All the young stock were inoculated every year. It was a regular thing.
I see. And what about your hay making and that sort of thing? Did you have a... You were telling me you had to press and you kept it in one corner and you had to rake it all down the paddock.
Yeah, in the early days we used to just pick it up in the paddock with forks on sledges and that was very slow work.
And how did you cut it then?
Well, the neighbour used to cut it with a horse mower until we got one of our own, and then we used to rake by hand most of it. Wooden rakes with wooden prongs. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I suppose all the families.
Yeah, it was a big project.
Yeah. And it was brought down to a mechanical press and pressed in the corner.
Mm. It's what we used to call a stationary press.
Mm.
We used to drag the hay to the press and then press it.
Oh, right.
But it was a lot easier to handle then.
Mm. Mm. Even above. And how many dairy farms were there in the valley then?
There's about 12 in the valley.
Mm.
They all had their little dairies and various ways of getting disposing of their milk.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them only milked perhaps 10 or 12 cows, but they still were able to help.
Mm.
Before that, there was quite a number of people used to milk a few house cows, and they'd make butter and take it to town and sell it with butter and eggs on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
From Friday to Saturday, they used to take it in. It didn't seem to worry people very much. They could drive into Wellington with horse and gig.
Mm.
Then they'd come home and carry on again.
Mm. Put a bit of extra money, I suppose.
Mm. Well, they had to live. That was the main thing. That's about all they could do.
And they're all farmers.
Yes.
In
those
days.
Yeah.
Right. And sort of starting at the top of the valley there, past the school, where were the dairy farms?
Well, you could probably start right at the top of the valley, way up where Mr. Peter Taylor is today, right away at the very end, right up in the gully, which is now belong, I think, to Porirua City.
Oh, yes,
there was a little dairy right down by the river there.
Oh, yeah.
That was the top one, and then there was one further down, opposite where the Fallons are living today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, the concrete store there.
Still see that. And then one there by Nobby Best's house, by Philip Best's house, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was none then until we came down to Fast James.
Oh, that's right, Mr. James had one.
They had one, the Beaches, and ourselves opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And then Best's on, next door where Max Beach used to live.
Yep, that's right, I remember.
And then at the country club, Telford used to milk cows in there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And down the lane at where Bob Maris used to live.
Oh, yes.
There's a dairy down there, and right alongside the road by Purchase's Boundary, there's a concrete piece you can see now in Willoughby.
That's right, the Willoughby. Yes, yep.
There's one lower down by Tower Central that you see there remains the old dairy there now, a big concrete building.
Mm-hmm.
That was run by, before the Mexicans bought that property, it belonged to some Lebeau.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go down further, there was a water, Arthur Horribans. That's up right at the top with Tom's Drive, right away, the second house up the long drive.
Oh, right, yep.
And then Gilbert Bruce is there on the other side, down further.
And that's Colin's father, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, oh, yes. Same place. You can see those sheds were built from dairy. That was the first shed in the valley that he could house his cows overnight.
Oh, right, he had
Bruce done. Built that.
Oh, there's quite a few then.
Yes.
And what about the old school that used to be up near where the
at the school
at the very top of the valley there? Not the one that's there now, but there used to be one way up the end, didn't there?
Well, I never knew there was no school further up than the present one in our day.
Oh, right.
There was one, I understand, by right up at the golf course.
Oh, was it?
Somewhere there. Yes. That was long before our day.
Oh, because I'm sure there was a building right at the very end of the valley that...
Oh, that was a removed school, built in the shearing shed.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that
wasn't actually used as a school.
No, it wasn't. That was quite plainly, the old school windows were still in the shed, in the wool shed.
Mm.
That was built right away up the top, above where we mentioned before.
Oh, right. Gosh, so the present day school... That's
100,
isn't it?
100
years old.
Mm. I know the present school, the top one, my brother was the eldest boy at the school when that was opened. Mm. He had to say a few words, I remember that.
Oh, and what year would that be?
Now you ask me. Well, it's about 17, I suppose.
Oh, right.
1917, I would say. Somewhere in that area, perhaps a little before. The school room, the bottom school room, got too big for, too small for the number of children.
Mm. Is that where the play sheet is now, is it?
It's nearer the road than that, near the road entrance.
Mm.
Now, I've got some old photographs here, roughly, of the old school. They're somewhere, and it's a bit hard to find, but I'll show you sometime.